This is a dictation for Coletta, Taylor, COLETTATAYLOR. Date of service is 6/26/2023. Date of birth is 11/1/1961. And date of accident is 2/17/2023. Ms. Coletta Taylor is a wheelchair bound obese woman who was initially injured in a car accident where there was a 25 car pile up on the freeway due to icy roads, and she hit the front car and the rear car also hit her. The impact had caused headaches with dizziness and mainly the pain syndrome, which involved pain in the left shoulder, pain in the left hand, neck and back, and to the right leg, right knee, right leg. Some radiation pain was reported initially to the right leg, posteriorly as soon as to the metafascia. It has affected her radials and walk. She already has many issues like shortness of breath, diabetes, COPD, apnea, and she had had a laminectomy in 96 prior to this accident, and right sciatica surgery at Harper Hospital due to the fall, and which caused a fracture of the L5 disc. This also has hypertension, COPD, and diabetes type 2. She's on various medications like lisinopril, Norvasc, hydrochlorothiazide, atorvastatin, aspirins, Xanax, narcoglucoside, Humalog, Lantus, and various inhalers. The patient was initially seen on 4/24/2023. She has had one lumbar up injection on 5/25, which brought her some relief. Currently, her pains are continuing in the same fashion, involving the left shoulder, the neck, and the lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. Pain in the right knee is also 9 to 10. She is able to mobilize with the help of a scooter. Radials are affected all the way to 10, and she is on an attended care. Kindly review the chart for ADLs and for system review, for additional history, for substance abuse and compliance plan. The patient reports 50% improvement so far in her symptoms. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 96/56, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is essentially same from previous visit, which is 5/16/2023, dictation number 0526-051, along with diagnosis. The patient has radiation pain to both legs, especially the front of the right and back of the right leg. She is forgetful, loss of memory, occasional urine incontinence. Patient is utilizing case management services. She's trying to carry out with all the appointments, including neuropsych. An X-ray of the left hand was ordered earlier. That has not been done yet. She got the DME, neck brace, back brace, cancer. An MRI of the left shoulder and an MRI of thoracic spine was added, as the patient had continuous pain, along with brain MRI with neuroquant, which still have not been done. The patient is provided the following medications. Percocet 10/30/25, once a day, 30 tablets for pain which is severe and uncontrolled. Patients has been checked for the MAPS and the labs, and they look in compliance. Physical therapy continues. Three times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and left shoulder. Patient is referred to her neurologist for investigating apnea. She remains off work. Housework replacement, attended care has been given 4 hours, 7 days. Transportation and case management. So far, the patient is stable and slowly improving. She'll be seen again in 4 hours for her procedures and her medications that were given was Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Plexer 7.5 milligram daily, Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR for headaches, and Lidocaine for topical pain relief. Thank you.